We're all on this road, looking for a pot of gold. It's easy to lose sight of what matters. Some days things are up, and the next day you're down. Isn't life just like the ladder? Sometimes you're gonna lose your breath, but don't ever lose yourself. Climb, you're almost there. Yeah. One step, then you'll feel you're ahead. The next thing you know, it's all shattered. Hold on, the good is right at the reaching out to help you along. That's how life is on the ladder. Sometimes you're gonna lose your breath, but don't ever lose yourself. Life, you're almost there. Yeah. One step and you'll feel your ahead, then the next thing you know, it's all shattered. Hold on, the good is right at the end. Isn't life just like the ladder?
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you so much, my sister Dakota. Well, thank you, Brother Steve, for speaking on my willingness to honor the human condition. That's certainly what I will be doing today. It's what I had prepared to do today. I have spoken for 20 years or more on the idea that time is wrapping up. Time is folding. Events in life are occurring with more rapidity and more intensity as time folds. We're living in a world where there is so much appearance of shadow, so much appearance of suffering, so much appearance of challenge, so much appearance of turmoil, so much appearance of darkness. And yet we are called upon and chosen to see beyond the appearance of things seen, and to see that God is in charge of the universe and that God is in charge of our lives. This can be a difficult thing to see sometimes, a difficult thing to know that God is in charge. As we look upon the things of this world, the experiences of this world, the circumstances and the conditions of this world, sometimes things can seem to be overwhelming. The trouble of this world, an overwhelming thing visited upon us. Scientists have told us that due to Earth warming and the global warming, that the storms will be more frequent. Hurricanes, tornadoes more frequent, flooding more frequent, wildfires more frequent. As we observe life, we see that the appearance of the haves and the have-nots and the divisions between the two are presenting themselves more frequently and more intensely. Our scientists have told us that we can expect things to become more and more intense, more and more often. Here we are on this plane, where Jesus himself has said, "The poor will be among you always, and always will there be wars and rumors of war." We see this to be true. I know in my lifetime, about to wrap up 70 years of being here, I have seen unending displays of the appearance of darkness and the shadow of death. How then do I stay centered in the knowing of who I am and whose I am? How then do I remain calm and have my peace of mind and my openness of heart in a world where the challenges, the conditions, and the storms of life are coming with more frequency and more intensity? How can I be at peace in a world that appears to be at war? Sometimes wars between nations and factions, wars between individuals and collectives. How can I remember in this field that I am the light of God, that I am the love of God, that I am the power of God, that I am the presence of God? How can I remember that there is but one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, and that that one presence and one power is God, the good, omnipotent, all-powerful? How can I come to know in such a field of experience and outpicturing as this, that nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God? I must do it on purpose. I must choose to remember. I must choose to stay awake. Whatever I choose to choose is all that will be for me. Many years ago, probably 30 years ago, a set of lyrics presented themselves to me during a time when I was weary of trying to put my best foot forward, weary of trying to be all I could be. I felt exhausted in trying to hold on to the memory of who I am and whose I am. All I wanted to do was to rest, to take a break, to cuddle up inside my humanity, and not to think about the divine piece of me. And these lyrics came. It's growing stronger, the message in my head. Not any longer can I forget the words he said. He said, you have been chosen. You have been chosen to bring peace to planet Earth. I tried to tell him, it cannot be, it's up to me. He wouldn't listen. He cut me off so suddenly. He said, you have been chosen. You have been chosen to bring heaven to planet Earth. He said, you are the chosen. You are the one. You are the chosen. You are the one. I interrupted. You know me. I had my list of alibis. He called them nothing, no thing at all. And as the light streamed from his eyes, he said, you have been chosen. You have been chosen. You have been chosen to bring heaven to planet Earth. It's so exciting to me now to have been chosen to be free. I am inviting right here, right now, each one of you to join with me. You see, you too have been chosen. You have been chosen. You have been chosen to bring heaven to planet Earth. Through thick or thin, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, you have been chosen to bring heaven to planet Earth. And so I have been given again and again an opportunity to awaken to the glad memory of who I am, to the peaceful recognition of whose I am. From my scripture, which I presented today, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you continue to lift up praise to the one who has brought you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. To the one who has brought you out of darkness and into his marvelous light more times than you can count, more than you can remember. I believe that we are peculiar. We are peculiar because we have been hit with the best punches that life can give. Sometimes these punches have knocked us down, but we keep getting up and praising our God. We have been through the valley of the shadow of so-called death time and time and time again. And yet many times, even in the midst of the valley, as we put one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, in front of another foot, trekking our way through, sometimes even in the midst of that valley, we have begun to praise our God. We have had many dreams that were deferred, many plans that have not worked out for us. We have had many losses of things, positions, and loved ones. People that we have prayed to live and remain in the land of the living among us have transisted into spirit from whence they came. Yet with all of our seeming unanswered prayers, all of our plans that were shattered, all of our dreams that were deferred, and all of our losses of conditions, positions, and people whom we love, we keep on praising our God. We are gathered here on Facebook today to lift up praises to the one who has kept us, the one who has promised nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. So you have been chosen. The question is, have you chosen to be chosen? Have I chosen to be chosen? I must choose for me what God has chosen for me. I, in my human experience and in my human identity, must choose the eternal and immortal things that my eternal and immortal self have chosen for me. I am a chosen generation, and so are you. Let us then choose to be chosen. Everything about my life is a choice. One of my choices in life was made clear to me through the teachings of Yeshua in A Course in Miracles. Do I want the problem, or do I want the answer? That's always what's up for me. Do I want to be right, or do I want to be happy? That's always the choice, you see. For whatever I choose to choose is all that will ever be. Do I want to wake up from the dream of sorrow with all of my cares behind? Am I willing to choose and choose again, to stand in love in every stand? I'll need a made-up mind. For whatever I choose to choose, that's all I'll ever find. Whatever the problem, there's always an answer. It's love. Whatever the problem, there's always an answer. It's love. Whatever the problem, there's always an answer. It's love. Today I enter into a recommitment to choosing to have been chosen. And I ask that you would join with me. Once again, you have been chosen. I ask that you would commit yourself in a recommittal ceremony right here, right now, with nothing more needed than a breath and a choice to choose to be chosen. In this generation, at this current time, in this current place, given these current circumstances, how do I love, hold compassion, and embrace the world that is hurting and suffering without allowing the suffering I see to dismiss the peace in my mind? How can I maintain peace of mind in a world filled with the appearances of the absence of peace? I must choose to. I must choose to in every moment. As the lyrics of the song that came through me spoke, am I willing to choose and choose again? To stand in love with every stand, I'll need a made-up mind. Join me today in a recommitment ceremony to keeping a made-up mind. The suffering will be here always. There will always be the poor among you. Always the haves and the have-nots. And never will the haves want to give what they have to the have-nots. There will always be the struggle for the disenfranchised to have a place at the welcome table. How can I not be overwhelmed by the storms, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the wildfires that exhibit themselves in the surround of Mother Nature's territory? And those tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and fires that visit my own mind and my own heart and my own circumstances. I must choose and choose and choose again to stand in love with every stand. I'll need a made-up mind. For whatever I choose to choose, that's all I'll ever find. I want to continue to be aware of what's happening in the world, to see the need for my prayers, my affirmations, my compassion. But I want to maintain a place of balance, which our daily word today reminded us we needed to have in our lives. A balance where I can observe without absorbing, where I can be so centered in my true knowing of my true power as a child of God that I am able to keep my peace of mind even as I do the work of forwarding heaven here on planet Earth. That I can keep my heart open wide and welcome to my welcome table those who seem to be disenfranchised and left outside of my embrace. I must forward heaven on planet Earth, one breath at a time, one encounter at a time. Moment to moment to moment to moment, day after day after day after day. I've been chosen. Today I choose to be chosen. This is my choice. It may seem impossible sometime to maintain my state of peace, to maintain my delight in being alive, to maintain my faith in the truth that God is the only presence and only power in the universe and in my life, and that God is good, omnipotent. It may seem impossible to be able to hold in compassion all of the sorrow that exhibits itself on this earth plane. And yet it can be done by me and by you. For though it may seem impossible, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to be the living revelation that all things are possible to those of us who love our God and are called by God's purpose. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that, after all you've been through and all you may go through, you keep on praising your God who has brought you out of darkness and into its marvelous light. We have reason to be glad. Let's choose to be. Peace. This is my moment of choice. And in this moment of choice, I choose to be chosen. I choose to be chosen of God, to be an instrument of peace, to forward goodwill between all, to be a healing force in the nations. This is my moment of choice. And in this moment of choice, I choose to be chosen of God, to be the light of the world, to shine away the appearance of darkness and shadow, to reveal the glory of God, shining in all that is. This is my moment of choice. And in this moment of choice, I choose to be chosen. Chosen to forward the master plan of peace on earth, goodwill to all her citizens. I choose to remember who I am and whose I am. I choose to remember that greater is that which is within me than anything I will ever encounter in the world. This is my moment of choice. And in this moment of choice, I choose to be chosen. Chosen to rise above the cares and troubles of the world into the consciousness of power and peace. In this moment, I rise. In this moment, I shine. In this moment, I give God the glory. This is my moment of choice. And in this moment of choice, I choose to be chosen as the one who makes sure that wherever I am,
there is a representative of God on the scene. I choose to be a reflection of love and peace and light and power. This hour, this moment, this now, this is my moment of choice. And in this moment of choice, I choose to be chosen, for so I am. Amen.